Imagine waking up paralyzed in a hospital bed, unable to work, yet watching your bank account grow month after month. This was A.J. Osborne's reality when a devastating health crisis left him hospitalized, yet financially secure thanks to his self-storage investments. While most people see storage facilities as forgettable roadside businesses, savvy investors recognize them as wealth-generating machines with unique advantages. Unlike apartments where 80% are institutionally owned, about 70% of self-storage facilities remain in individual hands, creating a perfect environment for value investors. This $40-60 billion market combines the stability of real estate with the cash flow of retail, all with minimal management headaches compared to residential properties. The transformation from chain-link junkyards to modern facilities with climate control and meeting rooms has created countless opportunities for investors to find undervalued assets and dramatically increase their worth through relatively simple improvements. Self-storage thrives in both booming economies and recessions, a rare quality in any investment. During downturns, people downsize but keep their possessions, driving storage demand. Meanwhile, broader trends continue favoring the industry. Smaller homes, cheaper consumer goods, increased mobility, and the rise of e-commerce businesses needing inventory space. What makes these investments particularly attractive is the ability to create forced appreciation through improved management and modernization. Unlike other commercial properties where you're competing against deep-pocketed REITs, the fragmented ownership landscape allows individual investors to acquire facilities without bidding wars against institutional money. The wealth-building approach is straightforward. Identify underperforming facilities in growing markets, purchase them at reasonable prices, and implement proven systems to dramatically increase revenue. This strategy has allowed investors to build multi-million dollar portfolios starting from modest initial investments. The beauty lies in its scalability. You can begin with a small facility in a secondary market and progressively leverage your success into larger properties. Think of it as buying a business that happens to own real estate, rather than just buying real estate. The most lucrative self-storage investments aren't the gleaming new facilities with digital marketing and automated systems. They're the overlooked, underperforming properties with fixable problems. Look for facilities with outdated management practices, little online presence, poor curb appeal, or ineffective pricing strategies. A facility earning $0.50 per square foot when competitors earn $0.80 represents a goldmine of untapped potential. The effective market for any facility is typically a 3 to 5 mile radius, making local knowledge invaluable. Understanding customer segments is crucial. Price-conscious customers, paying $0.30 to $0.50 per square foot for basic facilities, convenience-focused customers, choosing locations based on proximity, and quality-conscious customers, typically female homeowners, willing to pay premium rates for clean, secure facilities. The value-add strategy involves identifying facilities serving price-conscious tenants and upgrading them to attract higher-paying customers. This transformation often requires minimal capital investment, primarily in security systems, office aesthetics, and digital infrastructure, compared to the dramatic value increase it creates. The best opportunities combine physical improvement needs with operational inefficiencies, creating multiple pathways to increase value. Consider a real-world example, a 60,000-square-foot facility generating 50 cents per square foot monthly, $30,000 a month, or $360,000 yearly. With a 38% expense ratio and 10% vacancy, the net operating income is $223,200. At a 7% capitalization rate, that represents a $2.8 million purchase price. By investing $50,000 to $100,000 in basic improvements and implementing modern management practices, revenue can increase from 50 cents to 80 cents per square foot. Even at just 65 cents per square foot, the facility would be worth $4.7 million, creating nearly $2 million in value in under a year. This transformation works because self-storage is more retail business than real estate. Unlike apartments, facilities can be completely remodeled with relatively simple, fast, and inexpensive improvements. Technology has revolutionized operations. Today's customers search online rather than responding to street signage, making web presence crucial. Modern property management systems connect all operational aspects, from contracts to payments, while advanced security systems have transformed the customer experience. The key metrics driving facility value are revenue per square foot, expense ratio, and occupancy rate, all factors within the owner's control rather than dependent on market appreciation. The path to self-storage wealth often starts small. One investor began with a $200,000 down payment on a $665,000 facility. Though they sold at a slight loss, the experience proved crucial for their next purchase, a 40,000-square-foot facility bought for $1.4 million with $290,000 down. After improving operations and rates, they sold it for $2.2 million within a year. Using a 1031 exchange, they leveraged their $1 million profit into a 70,000-square-foot facility for $3.6 million, which appreciated to $8 million in 2 years. After increasing a facility's value, investors can choose to refinance while maintaining ownership, establish credit lines against the equity, accumulate cash flow, or sell outright. Refinancing after 2 to 3 years of improved performance enables recovery of initial capital while retaining ownership, creating infinite returns with zero capital at risk. Many investors accelerate portfolio growth by selling improved properties and using 1031 exchanges to acquire larger facilities, compounding returns with each transaction. Transfer day marks the critical ownership transition and requires methodical planning, from unit audits to new management systems implementation. When acquiring underperforming facilities, existing managers rarely stay since they're often part of the performance issues. Modern cloud-based property management systems streamline operations, automating everything from leases to payments and security. Design facility upgrades to exceed competitor quality and meet market demands, focusing on the showroom, lighting, security, and automation. Execute upgrades swiftly while training new staff, then raise rates to naturally filter price-sensitive customers. Prioritize service quality, especially for women who drive storage decisions. Create a secure office environment with visible security features. Approach self-storage with disciplined revenue management. Calculate tenant lifetime value, monthly rent times stay duration, against acquisition costs to understand true customer worth. In competitive markets, superior service becomes the key differentiator. Successful operators develop systematic processes for consistent experiences across locations, creating a franchise-like model that separates time from income. The ultimate test of any investment is whether it generates income when you're unable to work, as A.J. Osborne discovered during his health crisis. Self-storage provides financial security through its combination of real estate stability and business cash flow. By implementing value-add strategies across multiple facilities, investors can build substantial passive income streams with minimal involvement. Financial freedom means creating income that flows regardless of personal circumstances. Self-storage offers this through a proven process. Find underperforming facilities, implement operational improvements, increase revenue, and leverage success into additional properties. Whether your goal is supplemental income or building a real estate empire, the principles remain the same. The key is starting with your first facility acquisition. Unlike speculative investments and get-rich-quick schemes, self-storage offers a tangible business with predictable cash flow that improves through proven methods. It's not about market timing or appreciation. It's about creating value through better operations, management, and customer experience. That's wealth that works even when you can't.